It's 8:15, and that means it's time to check in, as we do on a Friday morning, and get the information for Chiefs football, as the Chiefs are getting ready to host the Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium. Noon kickoff on Sunday. The last time these teams played, they were in another hemisphere. Now they're right back here at Arrowhead in Kansas City for a rematch three and a half months later. It's been a long time since they played way back in September. And we welcome in the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning. Was Steve passed out? Where's he at? This was his, I mean, I've got my whole show wrapped around him today because it's his 55-year end of a great career. Have we seen Steve? Is there a visual on him anywhere?
I don't know. Who knows? Well, I mean, he's still going to be with us the next couple of Fridays, so we still got some time.
He's not signing off yet.
All right, Johan, then good morning, Johan.
Thank you, sir.
So here we are.
Good morning to you, too.
But the whole Eddie Plapa is wrapped around Steve McIntosh. Oh, okay. In fact, he's holding back info on us. I'm going to go TMZ on him later. So anyway, it might screw up the whole thing tonight. But anyway, all right, we're good. Drastic times, drastic measures. That game against the Chargers in the other hemisphere seems like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I feel like now we're on planet Scrollton in some other universe. But got to win, man. It's here, it's there, and it's ready to go. We got to do it. And if the Chiefs win this game, there's a path. There's path. It's Jim Carrey to Lauren Holly. They're saying there's a chance. There's a chance. So don't give up, Wichita. Too many people are checking out. It's really kind of ticking me off. Like, don't check out until we're done. We're not done. Let's go.
I haven't seen a checkout, though, from the team. They've been a pretty unified front. We still got things to accomplish.
It's where your leadership is so strong, not only Coach Reed, but your players.
Uh-oh, did we hit a pocket?
Yeah, and same with Chris Jones. Chris Jones has absolutely said, jump on my back. Just jump on my back. Everybody in the kingdom who's left, everybody else is polishing rings and, you know, got the carpet out that, oh, wait a minute, we may not go to the Super Bowl. Well, we might, who knows? We're not eliminated. But Chris is like, jump on my back. And so those guys, when you have that kind of inside leadership within the locker room, you got a fighting chance.
And you could see that in last week's game. Jones clearly played that way in last week. You could tell.
Rarely happens in the NFL or any professional sport where a single player, he started with the first play of the third quarter. He blew up the running back for Houston, Woody Marks, for a loss of four. Now the crowd's into it. Now Chris has got his whole defense into it. Then he gets a sack. The Chiefs get him three and out. It's the start of four straight three and outs. And five series where Houston got one first down. Should have won that game, boys. We lipped out the short putt. And the fourth and one at the 31, we know about that. But to lose that game was rough because we should have won it. But if we would have won it, Chris Jones was leading the way.
You know, San Diego's 9-4. What's it going to take to win this game?
The Padres in it? I'm kidding you.
Old habits die hard.
They do.
Yes. The Chargers are 9-4.
And I was thinking of the conquistadors of the ABA. honestly, yeah, we're big Padre fans in our family. But I'll tell you, you want to know a dirty little secret?
Yeah.
My protest, because they left San Diego high and dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
San Diegans are great people, and they kind of dumped on them. I have never called them the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Listen to every game. It's Bolts, Chargers, men in powder blue. It's everything I can think to describe them. I mean, what was I going to say? The Cal State Dominguez Hills Chargers, because that's where they played for a while.
It is weird. I mean, look at that mistake strange. I just made, though.
I'm not on you. I try not to do it, too. I do it as well. Like, same with the Oakland Raiders. Like, they're always going to. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good point.
They're 9-4, and they, you know, you got the crazy coach. He's not his brother. Crazy coach in the khaki pants. And last week on Monday night, it looked like he was wearing, like, safety goggles. Like, what are those glasses?
Yeah, I know,
like,
man.
You got a chainsaw there, dude? What are you doing? Are you, you know, he's like. He's like with my brother-in-law, Bruce Harris, wiring something at, you know, downtown. Like, what are those? But as strange as he is, this has been a resourceful team and hard to beat. Herbert, I got to rethink his toughness. Broken hand, he's playing through that.
Yes.
He was pressured 68% of the time against the Eagles on Monday night and won the game. That's never happened, at least in the NGS, Next Gen Stats era, which is, covers like 8 years. But still, the dude has been hammered. He's been sacked more than anybody in the league. He's had more pressures on him than anybody in the league. Cam Ward's right behind him. He's had 106 quarterback hits on him, and here he is at 9-4 with a broken hand, gutting it out. So you're going to have to knock him out. This is Rasputin to beat him.
Well, and the Chiefs over the years have been so good at winning division games. It's the Chargers this year. Chargers are 4-0 in the division.
And the Chiefs have never been swept in the division since 2014 by any division team. Yeah, we've owned the division.
Yeah,
we've owned December. We went through all that last week. That just, hey, you got to figure out a way to win this game. And you can. Your defense is going to have to carry the day. And I send you some stuff. George Carl, it's not December the 12th. It's Karloftis the 12th. And here's why. December has been George's month. He has fully over one-third of his production has happened in the month of December. In the playoffs, he's been brilliant. 10 playoff games, 8 sacks, 16 tackles for losses, 16 quarterback hits, 8 tackles for losses. I don't know if it's his water polo background or if it's his phenomenal workout regimen, but Karloftis knows there's no mystery in what's at stake. There's no mystery in this opponent.
Yeah, and that audio eluded me, of course. It's my fault again. But you're talking about this guy that just
let me imitate him.
Okay.
Yeah, Mitch, we know what we're up against. We play him twice a year. But, hey, we got to – you know, we know what's at stake. We got to win out. There's basically what he said. So,
which is just, you know, this. We've talked about him before, just being a guy that is real cornerstone now, and the Chiefs drafted well when they drafted him.
But cornerstones show up when you need them the most, and we need him the most on Sunday. He and George, they feed off each other. He, of any human being other than the other 75,000 in that stadium last week, fed off George.
Yep.
George and Chris are tight. You'd think kind of strange buddies, right? One dude from Greece and the other one from Houston, Mississippi. But when Chris gets going, George gets going. And so if Chris gets going this week, George has got to dominate. And you can against this offensive line, except you got to stay in your lane. Why are they 9-4? This goes back to John's point. Why are they 9-4? Because Herbert has been resourceful in running the ball. So he scrambled against us to seal the game. He won the game Monday night with his legs, not his arm.
The Chiefs and the Chargers rematch, this time in the Northern Hemisphere. And live coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Game kicking off at noon Sunday at Arrowhead. And that is right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So, the second matchup of the season between the Chiefs and the Chargers. How does this somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football, we must ask, as part of our Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs back in Arrowhead update?
Very, very, John, now since you're being in absentia for Steve McIntosh, take the palm of your hand and slap it against your forehead. This is very obvious because it deals with Steve McIntosh. Ted, do you know he's holding back info on us?
Yes,
I know. I'm going to give an expose here. This is breaking news. Sounder. Breaking news. Wichita. We know where Steve went to high school, right?
The Harvard Wichita of the play. Yeah, Wichita West. Yeah.
It's hard to get in that place. If you can't get into Capen, you try to get into right. Wichita West. Or if you can't get into West, you go to Capen.
Exactly.
Did he play football there? Did he play football there? Because I get his. He played football at West, did he not?
Yes, in his early years, he was a part of the football team.
Okay, and he graduated in high school in 69, I believe?
I think it might have been.
Holding back on us.
Yeah, it might have been a little bit before that. In that era.
Was that 1869?
Yes, okay. Right. It was the Chisholm Trail. In fact, that was Wichita West's first game. It was against Jesse Chisholm. They played over what is now on the Wichita Heights campus. Then it was just a pasture, but they had a game. It was 1-0. West beat Jesse Chisholm. All right. 1966, which would have been Steve's sophomore year, I think. West went 9-0. In 1967, which would have been Steve's junior year, West went 9-0. In fact, West had a 33-game winning streak. He's not talked about this. And who was the coach of Wichita West then, Ted? You would know. The coach of the Wichita West Pioneers was?
Eddie Crewell.
Eddie Crewell,
yeah.
The Shocker quarterback, led him to 2 bowl games.
Yeah.
To the Camellia Bowl. Come on. Eddie Crewell was the quarterback of the Shocks in the Camellia Bowl. And he comes into West had a 33-game win streak with Coach Crewell. Then, for whatever reason, senior year, Crewell leaves, and the West Pioneers are coached by Harold Brandenburg. And by the way, the Brandenburg Gate in Germany is named after this guy. I didn't know that. And they go 5-4. So thanks, Eddie. Eddie goes on, and he goes to Wichita State for that ignominious 1968 season when he went 0-10. Yeah, not good. 1 year, goes 0-10, and they bump him. But he goes to Cape and becomes a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Steve McIntosh, boys, holding back info on us. You can't be coached by a former quarterback that leads you to the Camellia Bowl if you don't have a team. Come on, McIntosh, come clean, buddy. I know you're being humble, but you're denying us the joy of learning about West's 33-game winning streak. Stand down.
Exactly, and I'm looking for that Camellia Bowl merch.
I got a T-shirt still. Hey, if you find me a Camellia Bowl ring, I'll pay big for that.
Oh.
And Sean Finley from Cox, he'll pay big dollars for it. He's got an entire Camellia Bowl, shrine in his man cave. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is this is all brought to you by our strategic credit union that went back-to-back weeks.
Back-to-back weeks. We got to give a shout-out. Thank you. You saved me now twice because I wanted to bring these guys up. Campus Credit Union. Simplifying home buying. The journey of simplifying or home buying is simplified at campuscu.com. How strategic were they, mm-hmm. though, Ted, at the draft?
Yep.
Here's Campus Credit Union letting everything fly, and they go, no, we'll take back-to-back weeks when the season's on the line and everybody's hair's on fire.
Yeah.
We'll take that to say, get the message across that we'll simplify their home buying journey. Brilliant by Campus Credit Union. Thank you.
Yeah, that was huge. They came through.
Huge. They did. Smart people there at Campus Credit Union. Check them out.
All right. Hey, have a great call on Sunday. We'll be listening at high noon when the Chiefs and the Chargers go at it. As we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Harold Brandenburg Gate. And thank you, Eddie Crewell.
All right, good. We got everybody covered. That is our live interview with Mitch Holtis on Friday mornings right here on KNSS. 8:27. And we have entertainment news in the blur coming up shortly, so we'll give you a preview of that coming up in just a minute. KNSS News Time, 8:27.